It's that time of year again, time for the Lennoxville Street Festival, and that's happening this Saturday. We have Claude Charron, the president of the Merchants Association of the Lennoxville Borough, in the CJMQ 88.9 studio. And what's new this year?
The first thing is that we're going to get more prizes. There are going to be street prizes, and there's a treasure hunt. That should be interesting.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be interesting for a few participants. Eh? Mm-hmm. Some people like that, so mm-hmm. they'll get into it. Eh? The other thing we have new is our new map. We produced this in-house there. And to our liking, mm-hmm. so that I think that's a nice positive effect, because it's very graphic. Mm-hmm. You can visualize and find yourself on the map there.
So when the visitors arrive, they can pick up that map. Where should they go to pick it up?
Well, there's a first distribution that was made by mail. Mm-hmm. Okay, to all the residents.
Oh, okay.
And then there's going to be the Merchants Association table. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where you can get the information for the treasure hunt and get these maps and any other information, really. That's what we're there for.
Right. So can you give us a little bit more of a preview of the treasure hunt? Exactly how is that going to take place?
What it's supposed to be, some merchants are participating. In other words, you're going to be sent to a table and be able to find clues. Mm-hmm. Okay, to different tables on the street there. So, and from those clues, well, you fill in a form, and then you come back and give us the form, and we'll pitch that in the pot there.
So it sounds like it's a great family activity. It's something that families can get together and do.
Yes, I think so. Yes, they can do this as a group. I'm sure I'm going to get some group of kids just running around and doing this. Yes.
So also, what are some of the other activities?
Well, there's music, of course. That's a big deal, because town chippers are participating, and they have their own site. And then you get the Bishop's University participating also. So they have their lineup, and it's really a good lineup. I think it's very interesting. It's been like that for at least 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So, and they're getting really good artists on there. Right? It's really interesting.
Can you give us an example of some of the artists?
Oh, there's quite a few, actually.
Yes.
On the Townshippers Association stage, we get the Drews, and that's at 10 o'clock. At 11, we're getting mostly swing, and at 12, we're getting Daphne LaChapelle. At 1300, at 1 p.m., sorry, we get Kate Morrison. I think everybody knows her, right?
I think so.
And 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you get Tony Scott Band, and after that, you get Jane Graham. And then you get a rockabilly Bill Dyer and friends, and that's on the Town Chipper stage. After that, you get on the Centennial stage. Well, not after that. At the same time, both of them are working together. So at 10:30, you get August, and Kate Morrison again is there at 11:30, mm-hmm. and then Luffy Octet at 1:30, and Quatuor Montreal Hard Bop. That's 2:30 there, so that's a jazz band there. So
for those who love music, there's plenty of entertainment.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And what about for kids?
For kids, well, there's going to be games on the street. And, mm-hmm. of course, the tables are all set up, and there are some makeup and all kinds of stuff for kids, too, there. Mm-hmm. So it should be interesting. But what I've noticed that's more obvious of this event is that there's a lot of turnaround. In other words, a lot of people come in, mm-hmm. get out, coming in. There's a lot of circulation.
Also, Ayerscliff Fair will be on that day.
Yes.
So what usually happens? Does everybody go to Ayerscliff Fair, usually the procedure?
I think what happens is that most of our drop-ins are people driving by and saying, oh, there's something here. Let's stop for an hour or two.
Uh-huh,
and that's
uh-huh.
fine. And
right.
That's fine. It's exactly what we want, a turnaround.
Right.
And that's what we're getting. So, mm-hmm. Of course, the locals, they look at more the schedule and set up there, but mm-hmm. We get a lot of drop-ins.
So do you expect a large attendance?
Well, the last few years have been pretty steady, and we get between 5,000 and 1,000 people. So mm-hmm. That's a lot of people for that street, but like I said, it's a lot of circulations. It's not everybody at the same time, so it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. You probably get 200-300 people at one time there. But
now, it starts at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
I would imagine that the streets do close down a little bit earlier, though, don't they?
9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, yes.
Okay, so can you tell us which streets exactly will be closed down?
Well, mainly it's College Street.
Okay.
So the rest, all the other streets are sort of open, but You can go on Church Street probably for parking and speed there, mm-hmm. okay, but you can't drive through, of course. So it's college, but technically it's just up to the Provigo Street there. Mm-hmm. So that's where the merchants will stop putting tables there. So it's still a short area there. But
how many tables, how many vendors will be participating in the event?
Well, we're up at 99 right today.
So oh,
it's
my
be
goodness.
Over 100.
Is that right?
Yeah,
yes.
Between here and Friday, it's going to be over 100.
So what kinds of things can we expect to see?
There's all kinds. There's food. There's going to be food. There's going to be vendors of all kinds of, you know, the typical jewelry. And we should have a bakery there. That's pretty neat there. Mm. Last year, we had a butcher, but he's not there this year. So that's going to be a bit of a change because he was appreciated last year.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, so everybody should plan on that for Saturday, and that's Saturday, August 24th, the Lenoxville Street Festival. And thank you very much, Claude Chéron, the Merchant Association President.
You're quite
welcome.
Of the
Lenoxville Borough. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, I will be there.